This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Here's Monday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. May corn, 370.5, down 6.5. July corn, 378, down 6.75. September corn, 385.75, down 6.75. May soybeans, 948.75, down 2.75. July soybeans, 952.75, down 3.25. August soybeans, 952, down 3. May wheat, 502.25, down 24.25. July wheat, 5.25, down 23.75. September wheat, 509.25, down 23.25. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois country grain prices ended lower on Monday afternoon. Beneficial rainfall for the Plains states pushed wheat values sharply lower. Monday's USDA crop conditions report found that 1% of the Illinois corn crop had been planted compared to the five-year average of 9%. The condition of the Illinois wheat crop was rated 54% good to excellent, with 36% fair and 10% very poor to poor. In northern and western Illinois, country grain deals quoted shell corn bids down 6 to 7 at 343 to 366, soybean bids 2 to 7 lower at 911 to 933. In central Illinois, country grain deals quoted shell corn bids down 4 to 6 cents at 343 to 367, soybean bids 2 to 3 lower, range from 929 to 948. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were down 6 to 7 at 356 to 374, soybean bids 3 cents lower at 929 to 954, and wheat bids dropped 21 to 23 cents at 414 to 471. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 3 cents lower at 961 to 969. Basis ended steady, range from 12 to 20 over the May. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at $313.80 to $333.80 per ton. That's down 40 cents to $3.40 per ton lower, with basis steady to $3 per ton lower at 5 to 25 over the May. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids were 5 to 7 lower at 370 to 385, basis unchanged to 2 cents higher at 100 to 14 over the May. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 7 cents lower at 367 to 369, with basis steady ranging from 4 under to 2 under the May. Soybeans down 2 to 3 cents at 947 to 954, with basis steady to 1 cent higher at 2 under to 5 over the May. And new crop wheat prices on Monday dropped 24 cents at 482 to 488, with basis steady at 18 to 12 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 5 to 7 lower at 387 to 389. These same elevators lowered their soybean prices by 4 to 5 cents, with quotations at 970 to 971. Soft wheat down 24 to 25 cents at 502 to 510, and Milo ended 6 cents lower at 436 to 437. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 355 to 366. New crop soybean bids at 882 to 913. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 351 to 366. New crop soybean bids at 901 to 919. And in the southern part of the state on Monday, new crop corn bids range from 355 to 370. New crop soybean bids at 887 to 913. And wheat bids for June-July delivery in southern Illinois, those range from 462 up to 488. That completes our country grain report for Monday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And now, here are Monday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. April live cattle, 158.82, up 2 cents. June live cattle, 148.95, up 15 cents. August live cattle, 146.82, up 27 cents. April feeder cattle, 212.25, down 20 cents. May feeder cattle, 210.05, up 32 cents. August feeder cattle, 211.80, up 35 cents. April lean hogs, 63.10, up 55 cents. May lean hogs, 72.42, up 65 cents. June lean hogs, 78.77, up 62 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday the 13th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 35 cents lower in the range of $52 to $62.50, with the weighted average carcass price of $59.82. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows are trading $1 lower for the light sows and $2 higher for the heavy sows, with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 26 to 30, 4 to 5 weights 29 to 35, 5 to 6 weights 32 to 38, and 6 weights and up 33 to 40. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $37 to $40. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 13,891 head. And now the report from the Fairview Sale Barn. They had a special feeder cattle auction. They had a large offering, and it was met by active trade and very good demand. Majority of the offerings were preconditioned with at least two rounds of shots, and many had three rounds. Starting with the feeder steers, medium and large ones, four weights were 290 to 330. Five weights were 251 to 291. Six weights were 234 to 273. Feeder steers, medium and large twos, four weights were 257 to 292. Five weights, 201 to 271. And six weights were 191 to 221. Feeder heifers, medium and large ones, four weights were 266 to 308. Five weights were 221 to 289, and six weights were 220 to 280. Feeder heifers, medium and large twos, four weights were 236 to 267, five weights 211 to 251, and six weights were 235. Now from the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 298 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $65.97, and that was 17 cents lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading mixed. Choice carcasses, $257.70, that was $1.19 higher, with select carcasses at $249.19, that was 72 cents lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 109,000. That compared to 196,000 last week and 115,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 452,000. That compared to 288,000 last week and 375,000 a year ago. Now for the report from Hamilton's hay auction, and this is the last hay auction of the year. They had receipts of 2,499 bales, starting with the alfalfa good quality small squares, 350 to 430, large squares, 53 to 62. Alfalfa mixed grass good quality small squares, 250 to 370, and mixed grass, good quality small squares, $2.50 to $3. They also had some large rounds in the mixed grass at $32 to $40. Wheat straw, good quality small squares, $33.20 to $4.30 a bale, and large rounds were $26.50. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
That's all for part one of this morning's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two, where we'll hear the weekly Illinois crop and weather report, and we'll also hear about how state funding cuts are going to affect your local soil and water conservation district. That's coming up after this. The weekly Illinois Crop and Weather Report was released yesterday afternoon. According to the report, limited field work continued last week in areas not receiving spring showers. Statewide precipitation averaged 1.2 inches, 0.37 inches above normal. The average temperature was 56 degrees, 7.4 degrees above normal. There were 2.9 days suitable for field work during the week ending April 12th. Topsoil moisture supply was rated at 7% short, 68% adequate, and 25% surplus. Subsoil moisture supply was rated at 10% short, 74% adequate, and 16% surplus. Winter wheat condition was rated at 1% very poor, 9% poor, 36% fair, 47% good, and 7% excellent. Oats planted reached 39% complete compared to 37% last year and the five-year average of 56%. Hamilton's Hay Auction had their final auction of the season this past Saturday. I spoke with Mike Hamilton for a review of their last auction and the season as a whole.
Well, Angela, we had pretty heavy offerings. You ended up with 2,500 bales, and we had great buyer participation. We had 825 bales of alfalfa. Small squares from the utility was at 210, and we had some real nice hay at 430 a bale. Ended up 475 bales of alfalfa grass from 250 to 370, and 844 bales of grass from 220 to $3, 150 bales of straw from $3.20 to $4.30 a bale. We had 103 by 3 baits from $53 to $62 a bale. Then in the round bales, we had 106 of those. We had 34 bales of alfalfa at $32. We had 55 bales of grass at $32 to $40. And we had 17 bales of straw from $16 to $26.50 a bale.
Well, it certainly sounds like it was a good auction. And overall, how would you say that the season has been?
Well, Angela, we handled a lot of volume this past 6 months. A lot of low, poor quality. Hopefully this summer they'll have better luck baling, and some of the hay producers will be a little bit more choosier about what they bale. We don't need to be baling roadside ditches and all that stuff because there's still a lot of surplus hay sitting around. A lot of that probably needs to go in the ditches, but hopefully we'll have a better season and have some good hay to sell back in the fall. And I'd like to thank all the sellers and buyers, and certainly appreciate your business. I do want to add that we'll have hay on hand throughout the summer if anybody needs any.
All right, and how can they get a hold of you if they'd like to call you up during the summer?
They can reach me at 618-410-4293.
Again, that was Mike Hamilton of Hamilton's Hay Auction. As Governor Rauner tries to get the state's financial situation under control, many cuts are being made in state spending. The Governor's Office of Management and Budget and Illinois Department of Agriculture recently announced a suspension of nearly $2.8 million in funding to the state's soil and water conservation districts for 2015. This accounts for about 37% of the funding for the districts. Resource conservationist for the Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District, Chris Reynolds, says that in the short term, he thinks the Montgomery County District will be able to continue operating at normal or near normal capacity, but is concerned for long-term effects of decreased funding.
Our soil and water district has been able to come up with a lot of different ways to bring in additional dollars for grant funds and equipment rentals and things like that. We just don't want to get to the point where we're down to less employees and less personnel to try to get conservation on the ground.
Reynolds went over some of the programs and practices that will feel the effect of suspended funds.
We operate the Conservation Practices Program. We work through the Department of Ag with that program. And annually, we have usually between 40 and 60 applications for the program. We usually have anywhere from $350,000 to $500,000 worth of work sitting on the books waiting for some type of funding to come through. And we are able to, you know, move into some federal programs and something like that for some of those practices. A lot of these practices we're looking at are water and sediment control basins, grassed waterways, grade stabilization structures, a lot of your best management practices that we basically look at with the farmer, the landowners, and determine what practice would be best to control the erosion and some of the runoff on their farm.
This isn't the first time the Soil and Water Conservation Districts have had to cope with a decrease in their funding.
We've taken quite a few cuts. We've actually been cut about 70%, believe it or not, since 2002. So we've got about 30% fewer employees than what we did just 8 years ago. So that's a real concern for us across the state, especially when we have a lot of new stuff coming down the lines.
These new items include the Illinois Nutrient Loss Reduction Strategy, which Reynolds says lists the Soil and Water Conservation Districts as a key source of assistance for those implementing the strategy.
The Nutrient Loss Reduction Strategy is just a voluntary effort to try to promote the reduction in nitrogen and phosphorus that are ending up in the Gulf of Mexico. I think, you know, we're listed in there as an instrumental partner in providing some of the on-ground and personnel to get some of these practices going. We're hoping to be instrumental in providing education and funding opportunities here in Montgomery County and across the state. So, you know, we really can't afford to lose any more employees across the state or within our county.
Reynolds says that this year the Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District will be celebrating their 75th anniversary serving the area and hopes they will continue to serve the county for many years to come.
Anybody that can help support us and maybe give a call to your legislators and, you know, tell them the importance that the Soil and Water Districts provide here in your county or other counties. You know, we're looking at this, we're actually going to be celebrating our 75th year this year here in Montgomery County. And, you know, we've always been, you know, on the forefront of a lot of the topics that come about with conservation and soil and water. And so, you know, we hope to be able to continue to provide services here in Montgomery County and work with the landowners here.
Again, that was Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District resource conservationist Chris Reynolds. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.